We studied the Mishnah on Daf Samachtes Amid Aleph, Samachtes Amid Beis, that records a three-way machlokes. According to Rabbi Meir, if the Malika, they discovered afterwards it was an Oaf Trefa, it's not Metami Beis Ablia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Metami Beis Ablia. And then we have the middle Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Meir derived his conclusion from a Kal V'chomer, and Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan this Kal V'chomer, and Rabbi Yossi says that I can accept a Kal V'chomer with regard to Shechita, but I cannot accept it as far as Malik is concerned because of the principle of Dayo Levam and Adin Lios Kinodun. And now the sugya here on Samachtes Amid Beis is going to bring the source for Rabbi Yossi, for the principle of Dayu Levam and Adin Lios Kinnadun. And the question is, what about Rabbi Meir? How does he ignore that principle? So the Gemara immediately asks, for Rabbi Meir Lo Dorish, he doesn't have this halach of Dayo. In other words, if Rabbi Meir derives that the Shechita of an oaf is mitayer midei tumas nevela, and that's derived from a Kal V'chomer, then he goes back and he derives malika in the case of an oaf, and Rabbi Yossi says you can't derive tara for an oaf be malika because there's no such thing as malika in a behema, so you have no basis to derive malika from behema. You could derive shechita from behema, but not malika. So the Gemara says, let's take a look at a braisa to establish the source for dayo. For dayo do'oraisahi, the principle of dayo is a Torah principle, and I'll prove it to you. The Sanya, the braisa which explicates the 13 midos haTorah nedreshes behem, one of which is a Kal V'chomer, explains the Kal V'chomer. We didn't Kal V'chomer Ketzad. Where in the Torah do we have a basis for Kal V'chomer? The Brisker Rav points out that Kal V'chomer is given to us as one of the 13 midos, but the Brice wants to know, how does the Kal V'chomer work? So it's more a question about the mechanics of the Kal V'chomer. And we derive from the parsha of Miriam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Miriam a kind of a nazifa. And we'll take a look at the pasuk here in Bamidbar Perk Yudbeis. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'yavia yarok yarak b'faneha. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, were her father to have spit in her face. And then it says, halo tikolem shivas yomim, would she not be humiliated for 7 days? So this is after Miriam's Lashon Hara at the end of Parashas Baal Loscha. She was afflicted with tzaras, and Moshe was able to invoke divine compassion, and she was healed based on Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. And the pasuk indicates, "Vatisager Miriam michutz lamachta shivas yomim va'om lo nasa ad ha'osaf Miriam." Miriam was quarantined outside the Machna for 7 days, and the Machna Yisrael remained exactly in its place, without moving. And the pasuk of Yarok Yarak B'Faneha ends with Halosi Kolim. That expression, would she not be humiliated, suggests an implicit Kal V'chomer. Again, in the pasuk, it's not mefurash. In other words, Hashem could have said the same thing to Moshe as a statement, meaning if her father would spit in her face, she would certainly be humiliated for 7 days. And therefore, she was quarantined for 7 days outside of the Machna. But instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu phrases it with almost like a rhetorical question, would she not be humiliated, and this is the implication for a kal v'chomer. And basically the pasuk is teaching us the following. If her father would have been nozef, again I'm trying to give you an English translation of the word nozef, but in any event it means to spit in her face, to humiliate. Halo haisenich lemes shivas yomim is kal v'chomer, how much more so in the case of nezifas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the way God phrases the pasuk, he's talking about a nezifa of her father. And the pasuk says, "V'avia yorok yorak b'faneha." She would be humiliated. How much more so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give her the nezifa? And then it says, "Tisagir shivas yamim." So she's quarantined outside the machtava 7 days. In other words, the nezifa is 7 days long. Now you would ask the following question: if the nezifa of a father would humiliate her for seven days, and how much more so the nezifa of Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we would assume that the ratio in terms of the Chumras HaNezifa between her father and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like 1 to 2, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is twice as bad, therefore our boss Yom, logically she should have been humiliated for 14 days twice 7, because the nezifa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly more chamur, it's chamura harbi yosim nezifa sa'av. So why don't we derive from this kal v'chomer a full 14 days? Why do we stop at 7 days? Why is there no Tosefis, no additional days of quarantine as a result of this kal v'chomer, of the chumrah of Nezifas HaShechinah? Ella, this teaches us that dayu levamin adin, that when you derive something from a kal v'chomer, it's enough, lios kenidon, that it should be like the Malamed. It can't go beyond the Malamed. In other words, the Nezifa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be derived from the Nezifa of a father. And if the Nezifa of the father is up to 7 days but not beyond, then the Nezifa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be more chamur. We cannot derive a more chamur dikin Nezifa. In any event, swinging back to the original question, the Gemara is asking, why isn't Rabbi Meir limited or restricted in his kal v'chomer by the principle of dayo? He's making an oath and he goes beyond behema. Behema is the melamed. It doesn't teach anything about malika. And Rabbi Meir uses kal v'chomer to derive malika. Again, if you remember what we learned yesterday, it's not exactly so that Rabbi Meir derives the conclusion of malika from a kal v'chomer, from shechita. He really adds a binyan av. And in the case of binyan av, you don't say dayo. So the Gemara's formulation is a little bit difficult. The Achronim have a lot to say about that. Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ovin, Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Meir is metayer malikas of, even though the of is a treifa kra ashkach v'kadorash, he found a pasuk, and he derived it from a pasuk. And now Rabbi Yossi is going to give us the pasuk. After the parasha of Tumas Nevelin Shrotzim in Vayikrit Aleph, it says, Zos Toras HaBehema V'Of. And one could raise the following question, V'chi B'Ezo Torah Shovsa Behema Li'Of, V'Of LeBehema. The Torah here is an implied equation between Behema and Of. What does it mean, Zos Toras? The Torah equated Behema and Of? Where? What's the Zos Toras? And not only that, Of and Behema are really not similar. Behema in Tuma is Metami Magumasa. This parasha is the parasha of Tumas Nevela. The Nevela in the case of Behema is very chamur. And even without eating the flesh of the animal, you contract Tuma by simply touching the flesh of the animal, by carrying it. Again, carrying it in a case where there was no Negia. But Of is not Metami Magu Uvimasa, but rather, Of is only metame in Achila, that's called Tumas Beis Havliya. So we see clearly that Of is not similar to Behema. So what is this equation here in the Pasuk? Zos Toras HaBehema V'Of. What's similar to the two? Not only that, I have another difference between Of and Behema. Of is metame Begadim HaBeis Havliya. With regard to Tumas Begadim, we have a chumrah in Of in Tumas Beis Habliya, that when the person who's wearing a beged eats the nevelas of, then his begadim that he's wearing become tame. But behema eino mitama, eino mitama begadim a beis habliya. In other words, if a person who's wearing begadim would eat a nevela of behema, his body obviously contracts tumah, and that's b'magu b'masa already, but his begadim remain tahorim. So we see clearly that there's no equation here between of and behema. What therefore is the meaning of this pasuk el lomar chaver? Rather, the Torah is teaching you a hekesh between of and behema to teach us ma behema dover shemach shira le'achila mitar treifaso mituma af of dover shemach shira ba'achila mitar treifaso mitum also. In other words, we have here an equation between shchita in the case of behema and malika in the case of of. Shchita in the case of behema is mate the behema la'achila, and malika in the case of an oaf, let's talk about the chatas oaf is matir, the basar lachila. And now we're going to derive from this hekesh that just like in the case of behema, if the animal turns out to be trefa after the shchita is mitayer as a nevela midei tumasa, so too in the case of oaf, the dovra machshiro, meaning the malika, is mitayer trefa mituma. So the source of Rabbi Meir is not the kalvachomer. And therefore you cannot object, as Rabbi Yossi did in the Mishnah, based on the principle of Dayu Levomen Adin, Leos Kenidon. Now it's a little bit strange, and that's what the Sfasemis points out, that Rabbi Meir mentions the Kal V'Chomer, and yet he doesn't really derive his din from a Kal V'Chomer. That's a little bit difficult. And perhaps what we could suggest is that because of this Kal V'Chomer, he learns the din that Shechita is unnecessary to be mentioned by the Torah, and therefore it allows me, through the Hekesh, to go one step further and include Malika in the Hekesh. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. He holds that Malika, if you find it to be a trefa, ends up with Tumas Beis Habliya. And the Gemara asks, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, my taima. Why does he reject Rabbi Meir? And why does he hold that if the oaf turns out to be a trefa, and neither the shechita nor the Malika, shechita in the case of chulin, an of chulin, or malika in the case of an of kodshim, would remove the din of metame v'beis habliya? Why doesn't the shechita or the malika have the power to be metayer midei nevela? And the Gemara says, kra ashkech v'kadarish. The pasuk says, v'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela utrefa ba'ezrach uvager v'chibes b'godov v'rachatz b'mayim v'toher ad ha'orev v'toher v'tomer ha'orev v'toher. This pasuk is in the parasha of nevelas of tor, and it comes to teach us that the nevela of an of tor is metami v'beis habliya, as it says here in the pasuk, called nefesh asher tochal. On Rabbi Yehuda, trefa, the pasuk mentions trefa. It says, kol nefesh tochal nevela utrefa. And what does that mean? Loma nemra. L'chora, says Rabbi Yehuda, the word trefa is out of place over here. Im trefa, chaya, if we assume that a trefa is still alive, even though, again, it's going to die, there's machlokes in chulin on daf mem beis where the treif is considered chaya or eino chaya. And now he's saying the following: if I assume the treif is chaya like that by the omar, which means that in the meantime it's not metami until it dies, and the Torah is coming to tell you that treif is shemesa after its death, it's metami, it's been nevela. Why do I need to tell you that? Hare nevela amura. The Torah already mentioned nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without Shechita. So here too, in the case of Trefa, once it dies, then it's Metames. V'im Trefa Eina Chaya. If Trefa, according to the other man, the Amr in Chulin, is Eina Chaya, in other words, it's Metames, because it's considered like a Mesa. So at the moment it becomes a Trefa Shenitrefa, it's already considered Mesa, is Harehi Bechlal Nevela. So she, the Trefa, is included in Nevela. The minute it became a Trefa, it's considered a Nevela. So Mimonavshach, if you hold that a Trefa is Kechaya, yet once it dies, it certainly should be Matami Tumas Nevela. I don't need a Pasuk for that. And if you go a step further and you say Trefa is considered Enochaya, it's already considered Mesa, then it's already considered Bechlal Nevela. And immediately when it was Nitrefa, it became Nevela. So certainly the Shechita afterwards is not going to be Matami Tumasa. It already has the power of Tumas. So why did the Torah have to spell out Trefa? It's superfluous. Ella, the Pasuk is coming, Lahavi, to be Marbe, Trefa, in the case of an oaf, Sheshchata. Now it's interesting, this pasuk doesn't mention oaf specifically, but we're using the extra word trefa to include oaf in the halacha of Tumas Nevela, and teaches us Shemetame, again the pasuk says, called Nefesh HaTochal, which means the Achilu Bebeis HaBliya. So we're not going to say in the case of oaf that the Shechita is Metarasa, because even if we assume that Trefa is Chaya, immediately Yarda Alea Tumas Nevela, and the Shechita is not going to be Metayer, because a Shechita is not a Mikvah, it's not Metayer Nevela. So we've explained the Gemara according to Rashi, that when the Gemara says in Trefa Chaya, then Harei Nevela Mura, which means that if we assume the Trefa is alive, and it maybe it can live, then it'll only transmit Tuma when it dies, and it becomes a Nevela, and Nevela is already mentioned, therefore the word Trefa is superfluous. But if Trefa Eina Chaya, and it cannot live, Harei Bechlal Nevela, and Rashi learns that Harei Bechlal Nevela means the Trefa has the status of Nevela even while it's alive. And that's where the Gemara is going to say here that the word Trefa is going to teach us that the Trefa of an oaf is included in the parasha of Tumas Beis HaBliya, and even after Shechita it's Metame through Beis HaBliya. Tosis raises a problem in understanding Rashi. He says that even if you hold Trefa Mesa Enochaya, how can you say that it would be Metame while it's still alive? And Tosus has many sources in Shas to indicate that a live animal cannot possibly convey Tumah. So he quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, one of the Balei HaTosfos, that though a Trefa has the status of Nevela while it's alive, according to the one who says that Trefa ain't a Chaya, the live creature itself does not convey Tuma, rather a Kezias of meat, if it was detached from the body of the Trefa, that would convey Tuma. And now when it says in the Brais Lahavi, Trefa Sheshchata Shemitama, it means that since the pasuk can't be referring to a trefa that died without Shechita, because that's included under Nevela, it must refer to a trefa that was subject to Shechita. And if the pasuk is telling us that it's included in Tumas Beis HaBliya, in other words, the Shechita is not Metaheres Midei Trefa, Tumas Trefa, it means if Afilu Im Nomash the Trefa Chai, even according to the Man Yom, who says Trefa will live, immediately with the Shechita is Yardale Tumas Beis HaBliya. Again, perhaps I didn't emphasize before that this Pasuk, Kra Ashkach v'kadarish, where the pasuk says, as we read it before, kol nefesh ha'tochal nevelu treif, etc., v'tomei ad ha'orev, that pasuk in nevela treifa is referring to the nevela of an oftar. And the pasuk says it's both nevela and treifa. And that's in Vayikra Yudzayin Pasuk Tesvav. And the extra word nevela comes to teach us that the shechita is not mitayr midei tumas, beis abliya tumas, nevela. And that's the shechita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara tries to reject this limud and to prove that Chelev Nevela, or Chelev Trefa, which is formulated in the parasha of Taras Chelev Behema, that when the Torah says Trefa with regard to Tumas Beis Ablia, it's not coming to exclude except for the oath of a Min Behema, of a Min Tame, that it's not Mitame Tuma of Beis Ablia. So let's see how we could use Chelev Trefa, which is in the parasha of Taras Chelev Behema, because Chelev is also in the case of Chaya, but not in the case of Behema. Let's see how that could influence our understanding of Tumas Beis Ablia in the case of a Trefa. Amale Rav Shizbi L'Rabba, and how do we know that he's talking to Rabba? Because the Girsa and the Shidim Kubetz says that was Rabba who brought this Lalfusa Kro Ashkecha V'Kadorish Elameyata Dichsiv. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Zayin, V'chelev Nevela V'chelev Trefa Ye'ase l'chol molocha v'achol lo sochluhu. So we're talking about chelev behema, which is osur ba'achila. Now I'm not sure if I said that before. I may have confused chaya behema. So I stand correct. Anyway, chelev behema is osur ba'achila. And that applies even after the Shechita, as opposed to the case of Chelev Chaya, which after Shechita becomes Mutter. That's Gemara later on in Daf Ayin. Now, in the case of Behemah V'Chaya Shemesu, and then Metame B'Tumas Maga Umasa, this Tuma, which is called Tumas Nevela, does not apply to Chelev Behemah. In what case? Where the behema dies without shechita, and it became a nevela, so there's going to be tumas nevela with regard to magu masa with the nevela of behema, but it doesn't apply to the chelev of a behema shenisnavla. And that's what we derive from this pasuk, that even though chelev is osur b'achila, and that applies even after shechita, but it's not metame even without shechita, even if it's nisnavla. Again, we're going to have a sugya later on a daf ayin with regard to chelev chaya shenisnavla, but now we're talking about chelev behema shenisnavla. And the Torah says here, ye osel chol malacha, with regard to chelev nevela. And the Torah is coming to teach you that even though the nevela itself, minus the chelev, is metame, but nevertheless, the chelev itself is not metame. And that's derived from the fact that the Torah says, Ye osel chol molocha, which means even meleches kodesh. So the question now is, Ela me'ata dechsiv v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa. Is Ye osel chol molocha v'yachol osochlenu? And the Torah tells you that the nevela
even though it's metame, but nevertheless the chelev is not metame. Hosam nami neima, there too we'll ask the kasha. Why did the Torah have to say chelev nevela and chelev treifa? If we're going to say that treifa is kechaya, that it's going to live, and the pasuk is talking about a treifa after it dies, hare nevela amur, then it becomes a nevela. And we've already derived from the pasuk chelev nevela yosel chomolacha that chelev nevela is not metame. Im treifa eino chaya. If we assume like that, man yomer mesechta chulin, that treifa is going to die, and from the moment that it became a treifa, it's considered like it's mesa. Again, with all the discussion that we had in Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim, that when it says it assumes the status of nevela while it's alive to be metame, we're only talking about a kezias of basar that was separated, was detached from the treifa. Sarei bichlal nevela. So you're talking about that piece that was plucked off the animal, so it already has the status of nevela, and that's what it means that treifa ain't a chaya. So it's already metame even before you get to shechita. So why did the Torah have to add the chelev treifa? So it's quite clear to the Gemara that chelev treifa, if the treifa dies, is no different than chelev nevela. So then, why did the Torah have to write chelev treifa? Ella, from this question we must conclude lahavi, this is a ribui of treifa sheshechata shechelva tahar. Because again, the parasha here is telling you that the chelev is tahar. So it must be telling me that a treifa, even after shechita, I'm sorry, that the treifa after shechita, the chelev itself is tahar. Which means that only the chelev is tahar, but the basar itself is metame. Michlal, dehi, atzma metama. And it's only the chelev is tahar. So he went ahead and he shechted a treifa. So what power does the shechita have as far as tahara is concerned? And what we're saying now is that it doesn't have the power to be metayer except for the chelev. So is that possible? Others say it's in a braisa. The pasuk says v'chiyomus min a behema. This is in Vayikra Yud Aleph. Asher hi lochem li ochlan ogebin if losi yitmar ha'orev. The Torah comes to teach us that if behema dies, it's metameis betumas nevela. And from the fact that the Torah says mina behema, we darshin miktas behema metama, miktas behema ena metama. Meaning that there is a behema which is metame tumas nevela, and it's a behema that's not metame tumas nevela, but eizu zu trefa sheshchata. That even in the case of a treifa, the shechita is meaningful to be metar midei nevela. And we just finished saying that only the chelev of the treifa is tahar, but the basar itself, even after it was shechted, is metame. Here we see clearly from this limud, from this drasha, that treifa sheshchata does not have a din of tuma. And therefore, again, we could certainly derive the conclusion that chelev is tar. The Torah didn't have to add and specify anything about chelev treifa to tell us it's tar. Ella, but rather, when it says chelev treifa, mi boile, we needed to teach us lemeute tmeya to exclude the case of chelev behema tmeya. We've been talking about a behema tahora, one of the kosher species. And then we're going to say that the chelev is tar, that shechita is meaningful to be metayer. But now we're coming to teach us that in the case of a non-kosher species, then the chilev is metama. And we can dash in the following: only misha yesh b'mina an isa treifa. In other words, the case of behema tahora, which only has an isa treifa, that's when the Torah is metayaret the chilev from tuma. Yotza zu, to the exclusion of a case of an avail of a behema tmeya she'ein b'mina treifa, you'll never discuss an isa treifa, because there's an Iser on the Behema itself, because the non-kosher species, the Trefa doesn't add anything to the Iser of a Behema Tmeya, of a non-kosher species. So now we're going to reject even what the Gemara said before, that from the fact that the Torah says Trefa in the Velas of Tor, it's coming to teach us that Trefa Sheshachta is metames tumas beis habliya. There's hachinami here. Also, we're going to say that the pasuk comes lemeute of tame she'ein b'mino treifa, and the meaning of the pasuk is that tumas nevela, in the case of the velas of the beis habliya, doesn't apply with, or only applies in the case of an oftar. Why? Because an oftar is a min that lends itself to an isa treifa. But it doesn't apply to the case of oftame, which has no min, and its min has no isa treifa, and it's also with treifa or without treifa. And now we can go back and ask our original question: how does Rabbi Yehuda know that ein shchitas treifa tar in the case of a treif of a mintar, ein shchita sa'of mitarasa mitumas beis habliya? How does he know that it's not mitayer?
Let's try to summarize the Gemara now. Rabba tried to explain why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an oaf treifa, even after shchita malika, is mitamiv beis habliya, kra ashkach v'darish, since the pasuk in the parasha of the nevela of a kosher species of a bird says both nevela and treifa, and Rabbi Yehuda, after calculating that the word treifa is completely superfluous, he says that the word treifa is coming to teach us that after shchita, and how much more so after malika, the treifa is metamiv beis habliya. It means that the shchita, the malika, is not enough to remove the tuma of this dead treifa. And that's even if you hold like the Mandiomer, who says treifa chaya. And now we have Rav Shizbi, who turns to Rabba, and he says that we have another parsha. The parsha that we've been learning until now is in Perek Yud Zayin of Vayikra. Now there's a Perek in Zayin in Vayikra that mentions both nevela and treifa with regard to Chelev, Nevela, Vechelev, Trefa, Yeosel Chol Malacha, to teach us that even though the Chelev of Behema is also Bachila, even after Shechita, but nevertheless, the Chelev of a Behema, even if it dies without Shechita, is not Metami Tumas Nevela. And now the question is, once the Torah had said Nevela, why did it have to mention Trefa? So if we accept the Drush of Rabba, we should come to the following conclusion: that whether or not you hold Trefa's Chaya or Trefa's Eina Chaya, it's always going to be considered within the category of Nevela. And there's no need for the Torah, therefore, to add the word treifa. Ella, you're going to have to tell me that the word treifa is coming to include treifa sheshchata. And it's coming to tell you that even after the shchita, the chelev is tar. And then you're going to have to assume that the meat of the animal itself is tame, or metame, if you will.
In other words, the shechita is not mitayer the treifa midei tumas beis habliya, and that's in fact what Rabbi Yehuda holds in the case of an oaf that's treifa. But here we're not talking about an oaf; we're talking about a behema. Now, this is an untenable position. Why? Because we have a brisa that teaches us that what we call mixas behema mitama, mixas behema ena mitama. And that's the case of treifa sheshchata. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda also has to agree that a treifa, once it's shechted, and the animal at that point is not mitami tumas nevela. And that's against the drush of Rabbah, because Rabbah said that the extra word treifa is coming to teach you that the basar itself of the treifa after shechita is metame. But here we see even Rabbi Yehuda would have to agree that with shechita the treifa is not metame. In other words, when we saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even after shechita there's still tumas beis habliya, that was only with regard to an oaf treifa. But he agrees that shechita is metayer a behemas treifa. And the question is, how do we formulate a consistent sheet of Rabbi Yehuda with regard to the next word, in this case treifa? Because if we apply the same rule consistently, we'll come to an untenable conclusion that even in the case of behema, the Torah is saying that the shechita is not metayer midei nevela. So we cannot explain Rabbi Yehuda that the drasha of the extra word treifa in the case of an avelas oaf, a pasuk of chelev, is coming to be metame, because it's telling you that this tara in the case of it limited to the chelev but not to the basar. And now, at this point, Rav Shizbi is going to show why the word treifa cannot be used for the drasha that you, Rabbah, presented. Because we're going to have to say that treifa mi boy le lemute lemute tuma, that the word treifa in the pasuk back in Chelev, where it says Chelev nevela Chelev treifa, is needed lemute tmea, the case of a non-kosher species of an animal, to teach us that the chelev of a non-kosher species animal is metame tumas nevela. And the logic is as following, that nisha yesh bimina treifa, if you want to tell me that the word treifa teaches that the pasuk is referring to the chelev of an animal whose species is called treifa, meaning to which the concept of the isa treifa is applicable, that's only yesh bemina treifa, that's only referring to behema tahora. Yotza zu she'en bemina treifa, but a non-kosher animal where there's no category of treifa whatsoever is not included. So when the Torah tells you that make sure that the animal that you eat is not a treifa, which is a parasha in Vayikra Yud Aleph, it refers to a kosher species. There it makes a difference when the animal is treifa or not. However, a non-kosher species of min bei matmeya is usur in any event, so there's no point to including it in the azhara of treifa. So that's called ein b'mina treifa. So the extra word treifa now in chelev treifa is coming to exclude the chelev of behema tmeya from this formulation of tahara with regard to chelev. And now we're stuck with the question, how does Rabbi Yehuda derive his conclusion that oaf treifa even after Shechita's Metam Beis Habli, you can't tell me it's from the extra word Treifa in the Parsha of Chelev Treif, because that Pasuk is coming to tell you that although this Tara, as far as the Chelev is concerned, that's only with regard to a kosher species, but not with regard to a non-kosher species. So at this point in the Sugya, the Gemara is going to have to come up with another understanding of the word Treifa, and somehow it's coming to teach me that an Of Tameh is not Metame Bitumas Beis Habliya. Now that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that an Of, in other words, there's a difference between an Of Tar and an Of Tameh. So the Gemara says, Of Tameh Rabbi Yehuda min Avela Nafkale. If you have a non-kosher species of an Of, it's not Metame through Beis Habliya. And that conclusion is derived by Rabbi Yehuda from the word Nevela, not in the pasuk that we've been studying, but in a different pasuk, the Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yochel Tehe Nevelas Of Tomei Mitama B'godim HaBeis HaBliya. Is there such a thing as Tumas Beis HaBliya with regard to the Nevela of an Of Tomei? The answer is no. Talmud Lomar, and here we're quoting the parasha of Nevelu Trefa Lo Yeachel Lo Yochal. This is in Vayikra Chav Beis. It says Nevelu Trefa Lo Yochal. The end of the pasuk is Letama Ba. So again, this pasuk is talking about Nevelas Oath, which is Metame with its achila v'beis habliya. Now, we already have a pasuk that teaches me tumas beis habliya. What is this pasuk coming to teach me? And the answer is to mute, to exclude the case of an Of Tomei, that there's no tumas nevela in the case of an Of of a non-kosher species. In other words, the nevela of an Of Tomei, that tuma depends upon achila, and the Torah already says lo yochal, so there's no achila, and lo yochal nevelu l'tamabah, the pasuk says, to teach us that there's no tumas beis habliya unless it's misha isuro because of bal tochal nevela. So again, lo yochal and therefore l'tamabah, anything that's included in lo yochal is going to be included in the Vela. So for example, if you have an Of Tahar, which is included in Bal Tochal Nevela, then with its death it becomes also Mishum Nevela. Yotzeh Zeh, in the case of an Of Tomei, She'eni Sur Mishum Bal Tochal Nevela, but rather Mishum Bal Tochal Of Tomei, and in that Lo Tochal Bal Tochal Of Tomei, it doesn't say Tumas Beis Habliya. So the pasuk that has the extra word Treifa in it is not needed to teach me that Of Tomei is not going to be Metame, but rather it's coming to teach me that the Treifa, if you shechted it, it is Metame, but Tumas Beis Habliya. So just to summarize, the Gemara quotes a Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that addresses the question of Nivlas Of Tomei. Is there Tumas Beis Habliya in the case of an Avel of an Of Tomei? And the Braisa quotes Rabbi Yehuda is deriving from the Pasuk Nevela Utrefa Lo Yochal, which again is a Pasuk in Vayikra Perekhov Beis, that a nevela of an Of Tomei is metame, is not metame, excuse me, in Tumas Beis Habliya, because Misha Isuro Mishum Bal Tochal Nevela, that the Tumas Beis Habliya only applies to someone, or I should say to some category of an Of, which is
which is Isuro Mishum Bal Tochal Nevela. In other words, its status when it dies as an avela is what generates its isa. That's a kosher species of a bird. And that's where we have Tumas Beis Habliya. Yotza Zeh, to the exclusion of a non-kosher bird, She'en Isuro, its isa is not generated by Bal Tochal Nevela because it has a separate isa insofar as the non-kosher species. And that's called Bal Tochal Tomei. That non-kosher species is not going to be Metame Betumas, Betumas Beis Habliya. So now the Gemara is going to raise another objection, and this is here on the top of Daf Ayin Omen Aleph. Fekta Gemara, Hai Nami Tepakle Mi Vechelev Nevela. Let's go back to the Pasuk in Vayikach of Beis again. We'll revisit the Pasuk. And once again, we're going to talk about Ov Tomei, that it's not Metame, Bebeis Habliya, and you want to derive it from the Vela in the Pasuk in Vayikach of Beis, Nevelu Trefilo Yochal Tomaba, then only an Ov Tar, which is Nitfas, it's included in the Isa of Nevela, it's Metame, is Hainami, typically. Let's derive this from Vayikra Zion, where it says Chelev Nevela, Bechelev Trefa Ye'osa L'chol Malacha V'yocha Lo Sechlu. The Pasuk is talking about Chelev, which is also Bachila, and we don't have a source to say that Taras Chelev includes even Chelev of Beimet Mea. We could say that the Torah was metayr, the chelev of a behema tahora. Mishi sura mishum bal tochal chelev nevela. The chelev and nevela is included in the isur because the isur is mechadish the isur achilu because it's an of tahor or a behema tahora. And if you did shechita, then the basar is mutar. V'yotza zub, however, in the case of chelev behema tmeya, which is she'en isur mishum bal tochal chelev nevela mishum bal tochal tame, because the behema is a behema tmeya, meaning a non-kosher species, so that's already excluded from tara. Notice the chelev behema tmeya is excluded from being tar. You don't need to derive this from the Pasuk in Vayikrach of Beis, you can derive from the Pasuk in Vayikrach Zion. It's therefore Ein Tzarch L'lomdo Mitrefa, you can derive it even from Chelev itself, from the Veil itself. So again, just to summarize the last piece of Gemara, here on the top of Daf Ayin Omed Aleph, the Gemara is asking that this din, that a Chelev of a non-kosher species of a behema is metame, that I can derive from the pasuk of Chelev Nevela in Vayikra Zion, and therefore I don't need the parsha in Vayikra Chav Beis. So once again, I can derive from Chelev Nevela, I don't need to derive it from Nevelu Trefalo Yochal. And the reason why I would derive it here from this pasuk of Chelev Nevela is because this pasuk is talking about Chelev that became Osir Bachila, B'toras Chelev. But if it's a Behemat Mea, then the Isra Achila is not B'toras Chelev, it's B'toras Behemat Mea. And therefore we're going to assume that when the Torah was Metayer Chelev, that's only Behema Tahora. But in the case of Behema Tmeya, where the Iser is not generated by the Vela, there, the case of Chelev of Behema Tmeya is not included in the Tara process, and therefore it's Metame Beis Habliya. So to summarize the Gemara's Kasha now, let's learn together this note number Gimel here in the Masifta, And he says the question of the Gemara now is on the second Braisa, where it says clearly that according to Rav Yehuda, Taras Of Tomei, when we're talking about an Of Tomei, as opposed to a Behemoth Tomei, and this Tara from Tumas Beis Habliya, that's derived from the word Nevela in the Parsha of Of Tar. So in other words, Of Tar, which is subject to the Isra Nevela that generates the Isra Achila, then we say this Tahara through Tahara of Tumas Beis Habliya. But in the case of an Of Tomei, let me go over that one more time. In the case of an Of Tar, there we have Tumas Beis Habliya. And that's indicated by the word Nevel that we're referring to an Of Tar. In the case of an Of Tomei, that's Tar from Tumas Beis Habliya. And the Gemara is asking on that Braisa that Imkain, if so, Gam Tumas Chelev Behemet Mea, we're talking now about Behema. Until now we were talking about Oaf, and we came to the conclusion that an Oaf Tomei, meaning a non-kosher bird, is not Metame Tumas Beis Habliya. That's called Taras Of Tomei. But in the case of a Behema Tmea, we're talking about Tumas Chelev. So the fact that it's a non-kosher species works in two different ways, depending on whether you're talking about Of or Behema. If you're talking about Of, then you're moving towards Tahara, if it's an Of Tomei. If you're talking about Behema, or specifically Chelev Behema, then the fact that it's a Behema Tmei, it's a non-kosher species, that's going to generate Tuma of Chelev. And that could be derived from the Pasuk Chelev Nevela, which appears in the parasha of Taras Chelev. That Taras Chelev, in the case of a Nevela, that only applies to a Behema Tahora, but not to a Behema Tmea, and therefore the Chelev of Behema Tmea is going to be Tmea. And basically the Gemara is asking, if that be the case, then Chelev Trefa Lamali. Basically we've derived everything, we have a neat package. So again, in the absence of any pasuk that teaches that Chelev of a Behema Tmea is not Metame, then the Chelev would be Metame. And basically it has no different status, the Chelev, than the meat of a non-kosher animal, which is Metame, and that's in the Pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph. Now the Pasuk that says that there's Tara in Chelev, that's specifically limited to the case of a Behema Tahora. So therefore the Chelev of Behema Tahora is Tar, but the Chelev of Behema Tmea is Tame. And it's Tame because there's no reason why it shouldn't be Metame. And therefore, when the Pasuk says that regarding Chelev, that you shouldn't eat the Chelev, that's a superfluous, unnecessary Pasuk. The Pasuk has already said that you don't eat the Chelev of any animal. So this extra Pasuk, therefore, is coming to teach us that we're talking only about animals which you cannot eat the chelev, but you're allowed to eat the basar. Again, assuming the animal was shechted. And this is coming to exclude a non-kosher species of an animal, where the entire animal is prohibited without, not just chelev, in any case. So since the non-kosher species, which is called the behemah tmeah, is not the subject of this pasuk, we automatically assume that the chelev is metameh. And therefore, once again, what we're asking is, why do we need the drasha of Chelev Trefa?
And now the Gemara tries to explain that, yeah, Chelev Treifa is not coming to teach me about Chelev Behemah Tmeya, that we could know already, but it's coming for a different limud. So the din that a Chelev Behemah Tmeya is mitame that's derived from the Vela. And we wouldn't need the Pasuk of Treifa. Elahai, but what is this Pasuk of Chelev Treifa in the Parsha of Taras? Chelev. What is it coming to teach me? Mi boili asuye. It's coming to include a ribui of tara in the case of chelev chaya. Now we're talking about a chaya tahora. So the chaya tahora died, and in such a case, the chelev is tahor. And that has the same din as the chelev of a behema tahora. But why do we need a special pasuk, the extra treifa here, to teach me that even in the case of chaya tahora, when it dies, the chelev is tahor? Salkadait Kamina, I would have thought that since the pasuk is talking about chelev, which is aser bachila, so let's derive from this that the Torah wasn't metairet mituma unless it's the chelev of Misha Chelbo Aser Bachila, Ubisara Mutar. That's only in the case of a behema, Yotza Zu, but in the case of Chaya, Chelba Ubisara Mutar. Which means that there's no Iser Chelev. And again, we're talking about a case where there was Shechita, and therefore the animal, this chayo is mutar b'achila, but even the chelev becomes mutar b'achila. That's not true in the case of chelev behema, which is also b'achila. So therefore, when the extra pasuk of chelev treifa is needed for some sort of drasha, we're going to use it for the drasha to extend the tara of chelev to the case of a chaya, because we would have thought that since the subject of this parasha of Chelev is Misha Chelbo Asur, meaning if the animal was shechted properly, the Chelev is Asur, that's only a behema, that doesn't include a Chaya, where the Chelba is Mutar after Shechita, and therefore the Torah did not go out of its way to be Mitayer, the Chelev of a Chaya, Kamash Balan, the Pasuk of Chelev Treifa is coming Lafuke that habamina, to tell you that any min that is subject to an isa treifa is huta chelbo, and therefore chelev treifa, I'm sorry, chaya treifa, since it's osur bachila b'taras treifa, if it died without shechitas, even the chelev is tar and it's not metame. So the treifa that's written in the parasha of Tumas Beis Avliyah is coming to be marbe a treifa that was shechted, and to teach you that it has tumas beis ablia, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Nevela is coming to exclude of tome, that it's not a metame, and chelev treifa in the parish of Taras Chelev is coming to teach you that the chelev of chaya is tar. Chelev nevela is coming to exclude chelev behema tmeya, that it's not tahor. According to Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to behema, as we've said over and over again, if the behema was a treifa and you shechted it, it's going to be metame tumas beis ablia. Now, that's derived from the pasuk treifa in the parasha of tumas beis ablia, to be marbe. It's a special extra superfluous pasuk to be marbe as a ribui to include a treifa, even after it was shechted, that has tumas beis ablia. Now, as far as the pasuk nevel is concerned, that's faker, that's going to be a mute in the case of oaf. That oaf, if it's an oaf tame, it's not metame tumas beis ablia. Then we have the pasuk chelev treifa in the parash of chelev, and there that's establishing the tara of chelev, and that applies not only to a behema, but also to a chaya. And again, we're talking about a kosher species, and therefore the chelev is tar. Then we have the pasuk chelev nevela, and that's coming to be might the chelev of a behemoth tmeya, that it's not tar. Amalei, so Lechori is talking to Rav Shizbi, how could you say that chelev of a chaya shemesa is tar? And again, when we're talking about a chaya shemesa, we're talking about a min tar. And we've established that in the parsha of chelev trefa, which is metayer treif the chelev, we're going to derive that the chelev of a chaya is tahar. Maishna, how is there a difference between a behemoth tmeya, where the chelev is not tahar, and because of the logic of ein chel b'choluk mi besara, as we just said, but rather the chelev and the basar have the same din, the same status, in the case of a non-kosher behemoth. They're all also b'achila, whether it's the basar or the chelev, and therefore it's not included in the pasuk, which is metayer chelev. That's only metayer chelev in a case of something where the chelev itself is also because of al tochel chelev, bilvad, is then chayonami. If that's going to be the case, then you want to be metayer chelev in the case of behema tahora. So then chayanami, we shouldn't be metayer the chelev. Why? Because ein chelba cholok mibsara. There's no difference in din between the basar and the chelev. During its lifetime, everything's asar, and after the shechita, everything's mutar. So therefore, when the Torah in the parasha of Taras Chelev is metayer a behema, the chelev of behema tahora, because it's chel b'cholok mi besara, as opposed to behema tmeya, which is ein chel b'cholok mi besara, then chaya from this perspective should have the same status as a behema tmeya, because again it's ein chel b'cholok mi besara, again in the opposite direction, but nevertheless the bottom line is it's ein chel b'cholok mi besara. The ode, and furthermore, we should reject Rav Shizbi because of a different reason. Haksiv, the pasuk says, v'ochal lo sochlu. It's explicit here that we're not talking about a chaya, because the chelev of a chaya is mutar b'achila, again after shechita. And therefore the pasuk chelev trefa is not coming to teach us anything about chelev chaya tahora. So why do we have the pasuk of chelev treifa? The Rav Shizbi wanted to argue that the pasuk chelev treifa is coming to teach me chaya, to be mitayer the chelev of chaya. The pasuk is not talking about chaya, because the pasuk says v'yachal lo sochlu. It's not explicit that we're not talking about chaya. Can't be that v'yachal lo sochlu is referring to chaya. So how are you going to tell me that in that same pasuk, when it says chelev trefa, it's coming to include chaya in the status of behemah tahura as far as the tara of the chelev is concerned, and the pasuk chelev trefa is not coming to teach me anything about chelev chaya, to establish that the chelev chaya is tahar in a kosher chaya, because the pasuk itself is achlo sachlu. So lama nemar. So we're back to the question of what do we derive from the pasuk chelev trefa. So he explicates it here in the note. He says ikra kusha eina limud beinyan tumas beis habliya betrefa sheshchata. In other words, the brisa in which quotes Rabbi Yehuda that from the word nevela in the case of an oaf tar, we're going to teach us that an oaf tame is not included in tumas beis habliya, that's okay. So the kash itself is not on the limud of tumas beis hablia in a case where it was treifat, it was shechted. And he says the following. He says, minavela amura bioftar lemeidim lemait of tome mitumas beis hablia. So we're going to exclude an of tome from tumas beis hablia based on the pasuk nevela in the parasha of Oftar. But now the kasha is im kain b'domalakach, in a similar way when it says chelev nevela in the parasha of chelev in taras chelev, so we should exclude a behemoth mea, and for that matter a chaya, and then it should come out that a chelev treifa, that pasuk chelev treifa, is completely superfluous. Don't tell me that chelev treifa is superfluous to teach me about chelev chaya, because in fact chelev chaya would be like a behemoth mea, because of ein chel b'cholok mibsara. In other words, the conclusion of this is that a chelev of a nevela of a chaya tahora would be mitame, and you're telling me that the pasuk chelev treifa is coming to tell me that the chelev of a chaya tahora is not mitame. Ella amar abaye treifa, the pasuk treifa legufe itzrich. We need the word chelev legufe. We need it for itself. It means to teach us that the chelev of a treifa, which died without shechita, is tahar. And now the Gemara says that although we came to the conclusion that, you know, whether or not a treifa can live, it should be no different than an avela. So why would we think that the chelev of a treifa that died without shechita is tar? Why do we need the pasuk treifa legufe? So Abai answers, Shelo Tomar, don't say the following, Hoil utmea asura michayim, utreifa asura michayim. Both a non-kosher min of a behema, which is already asura michayim, and also a treifa is also asura michayim. In other words, in both these cases of a behemah tmeah and a treifa, what's common to the two is that the designation as isur takes effect even when the animal is still alive. Again, it's a little bit unclear here because Rashi seems to indicate that this sugya is assuming, like that man the Amru says, that a treifa can live. Karanova tries to explain that, but in any event, so we're going to come to the conclusion now, based on this common denominator between a behema toho, a behema tmea and a treifa, that mat mea chelba tame. The chelev of a behemoth mea is tame, is af treifa chelba tame. We come to the conclusion that even in the case of treifa of a behemoth tahora, the chelev should be tame. And therefore, the Torah lafuki of this svara needs to write the word chelev treifa to tell you that the chelev of the treifa, if it died without shechita, is tar. And that's the beautiful chiddush here of Abaye. And now the Gemara is going to reject that chelev treifa doesn't need a limud to be metayaret. That Rava says we need a limud as a serious habamim, that the chelev treifa is metame, and therefore we need the pasuk chelev treifa to teach me that the chelev treifa is not metame. It's not like behema tmeya. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if you're telling me that there's a room for an equation between a behema shenitrafa and a behema tmeya, then we should say the following, Hai Nami, that which it says trefa, in the parish of Tumas Nevelis of Tar, is miboy legufe. We need it for itself, to teach us that an oaf that became trefa and then died is mitami beis abliya. What's the habamina to say that the oaf that became a trefa is mitami beis abliya? Shalot tomer, you shouldn't say. Let's derive oaf that became trefa from an oaf tome with that same equation that Abai was working with, that whole of the oaf tome osur b'achila. The trefa is osur b'achila. Is ma'ov tome ena mitame bebeis ablia? Is af trefa be'ov? Is ena mitame bebeis ablia? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a source from which he could derive that even a trefa, which was shechted, is mitame bebeis ablia. The Gemara is arguing now that we need the trefa in the pasuk to teach us about an oaf that became an avela. Shalot tomer, that we would have thought that we should compare the trefa, hoil vi oaf tome asav achila, just like an oaf of a non-kosher species is asav achila, trefa is asav achila, so we have that comparison, is just as, and therefore an oaf tome, which is not metame v'beis ablia, is trefas also shouldn't be metame in beis ablia. Mean a bird from a kosher species that died without shechita, or that was injured in such a way that it's going to die, it shouldn't be metame tumas beis ablia. So the word trefa therefore is needed now to teach us that the nevela of a bird that's trefa, from again from a kosher species, is mitame tumas beis ablia, just like any other nevela of such a species. Now, how could Rabbi Yehuda derive from the extra word trefa that even after shechita, if the oaf was a trefa, it's still mitame bebeis ablia? Forget about shechita. What if it dies without shechita? It's a trefa. We need a pasuk to teach us that lafuke. Let me say it this way. We need a pasuk lafuke a svara, that's called lotomar in the Gemara's language, that an oaf that became a trefa would not be mitami beis ablia because we're going to derive from an oaf tame. Ma of tome ena mitame beis ablia is af trefa ena mitame beis ablia. So we're talking about a case where the animal died without shechita. Now you want to go ahead and add a tumas beis ablia in the case where it was shech. Need the pasuk trefa to teach me that the oaf that became a trefa and died is mitame beis ablia. You don't have a source to teach me that if it didn't die, but it was shechted, it's mitame beis ablia. The Odi says it's difficult, this equation between trefa and a behemoth mea, which in your logic compelled us to have a special limud, that the chelev of a trefa is tar. Again, based on the equation between trefa and tmeya, we needed a limud to tell me that the chelev of a trefa is tar, unlike the chelev of a behemah tmeya. Mikol Melef, can we really equate the two, trefa mitmeya? There's a fundamental difference between the two. Tmeya lo haisa lo shasa kosher. For the time it came into this world, it was asura, was never ru'uya, it was never kshera, mi'oda hi ha'isa asura, from its birth, but treifa ha'isal ashas ha'kosher, before it became a treifa, and therefore ein lilmod, we don't have a right to equate a treifa, which is relatively lightweight, because it was muteres in the past, to the case of tmeya, an animal from a non-kosher species, which is more chomor, it was asur me'oz me'olam from its inception. Therefore, we don't need a special pasuk to teach me that the chelev of a treifa of a kosher animal is tahar. V'chitem, and if you'll say, well, we cannot derive a behema and an of shenitrefu from the case of a behema and an of tmeim, of non-kosher, because there's a very basic chiluk, and that is that trefa mi beten, there's such a thing as nitrefa before its leda, while it was in a fetal stage, is maikel amemar. So basically the Gemara is rejecting Abaye by asking the following rhetorical question: is it really possible to derive conclusions about treifa of a kosher animal from the case of a non-kosher animal and its species? They're fundamentally different. A non-kosher animal never had a state of kosher, of permissibility. It was forbidden from birth. Treifa had a shasa kosher. And if you'll come and answer to me, well, what about a case of a treifa mibeten that from the womb it never had a hechsher, it never had a stage in which it was permitted, and therefore such a trefa can be compared to a non-kosher species, and therefore maybe the word trefa here is needed to teach me this law with regard to a trefa mibeten. So the Gemara says that's not a valid argument, because bimina mi'aika, we go by the min, by the category itself. And we're talking about a category of animals by virtue of its min that are not forbidden from birth. So therefore the categories of trefa and abeim and tmeya are fundamentally different one from the other. And the law for trefa cannot be derived from the law of a non-kosher species. And we were talking about all trefa, even a case of trefa mibeten. And this leads us to Rava. And Rava is going to give a different explanation as to why Rabbi Yehuda in the parasha of Chelev does not consider the word trefa to be a superfluous term. In other words, Gemara is going to answer now that the words Chelev Treif and the words Chelev Nevela are needed for a different limud. El Amar Rava, that which the Torah set up a ribui to include Chelev Treifa, that's not to teach us that the Chelev is tar. In other words, at the end of this pasuk, the Torah mentions the Iser Achilas Chelev, and it says, V'ochalo sochlenu, sochluhu, HaTorah, which mentions Chelev Nevela and Chelev Treif at the beginning of the Pasuk, Amra, Sheyavo Iser Nevela, V'yochal al Iser Chelev, Yavo Iser Treif, V'yochal al Iser Chelev. The Torah, when it speaks about chelev, is not speaking about tahara, but rather it's talking about the isur chelev, and it's telling us chelev nevela chelev trefa, that despite the fact that there's an isur nevela, there's an isur trefa, nevertheless we're going to add the isur of chelev. Is yavo isur achilas nevela v'yochal isur chelev, that we're going to pile on the Issa Nevela on top of the Issa Chelev, we're going to pile on the Issa Treif on top of the Issa Chelev, Achilas Chelev, and we're not going to apply the universal principle of Ein Issa Chal Issa, that the Issa Achilas Nevela Treif cannot be Chal on top of the Issa Chelev that came before, because Nevela Treif came much later. But rather what we're going to say is that if a person eats the chelev of nevela, the chelev of treifa, he's going to violate not only the isur achilas chelev, but also, in addition, the isur of achilas nevela, the isur achilas treifa. So the reason why chelev nevela and chelev treifa, according to Rava's interpretation, are mentioned in this pasuk is to teach us what it says at the end of the pasuk, v'yachalo sachlu, that if he eats the chelev and nevela, chelev treifa, he violates not only the isur of chelev, but also the isur of nevela and treifa. Utsrichi. And we need the Torah to teach me this chiddush, that the Isur Nevela and the Isur Trefa both are Chal on the Isur Chelev. Why wouldn't he tell us one of the two and we get the point? The Iyash Me'ina Nevela, if he would have told me that the Isur Nevela is Chal on Chelev, on top of Chelev, I would have said, Mishum Shenevela Chamura. How do we see the Nevela is Chamura? The Mitamya, that it has Tumah. But Aval Trefa, which is not so chomer as Nevela, because Trefa ain't ba Tuma, as we derived earlier, is Ema Lo, that there would not be a Chalos Iser of Trefa on top of the Iser Chel. V'yash me'inon Trefa, if I only knew that the Iser Trefa is Chal on top of the Iser Chelev, I would have said, Mishum, there's a chomer in Trefa that doesn't apply to Nevela, the Isura Mechayim, that Trefa is also even when it's alive, Al Nevela, the Isur Nevela only sets in, it's only generated Liachar Misa, as Ema, I would think, then in the case of Chelev, Nevela, there's only an Isur Chelev, but there's no Isur Nevela on top, to boot, Tzricha, therefore the Torah has to tell me explicitly that even in the case of Nevela, like the case of Trefa, the Isur Nevela is Chal, despite the fact that it's also B'toras Chelev. The Gemara is offering a different explanation, a justification, why Rabbi Yehuda does not consider the word Trefa in the parasha of Chelev, Chelev Trefa, to be superfluous. And that answers the original kasha that we had. Rabosai, will stop here. So we're here on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and Mirtz Hashem, we're about halfway through the Amud. We'll start with Rabbi Meir, Hai Trefa, my Ovid Lei, and Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's Shia.